Hi everyone, and welcome to English for You. I'm Pat.
And I'm Sam.
And it's time for our monthly fun fact article.
Yay!
Let's kick things off by giving you a bonus fun fact. What is one thing that neither rats nor astronauts can do?
Neither rats nor astronauts?
Neither of them. They both can't do it.
They both can't do it. I have absolutely no idea.
Well, they can't burp. They can't dagger, right?
Okay.
They can't let gas out through your stomach, through your mouth.
Okay, is that so?
Yep, that is true. There is a wall between a rat's stomach and their throat, so they can't burp.
And what about astronauts?
Well, as there's no gravity, the gas and the liquid in their stomachs doesn't separate. If they tried to dagger, then the liquid would come out as well, and they would tula instead of dagger.
Okay.
not particularly nice, but there we go. Anyway, that's our bonus fun fact. Let's get on to the real article today and our first real fun fact.
Reading.
Fun facts. You've probably noticed that shirt buttons are on different sides for men and women. Have you ever wondered why that is? A. Because most women are left-handed. B. Because women didn't always dress themselves in the past. C. Because different people make men's and women's clothes. You're right on the button if you said B. In Europe, during the 14th to the 19th centuries, women, particularly wealthy women, used to enjoy wearing elaborate items. They were even dressed by servants. It was easier for the servants to have the shirt buttons on their right or the woman's left. That's because most people are right-handed. Men always dressed themselves, so the buttons have always been on the right. Another possible reason has to do with weapons. In the past, men often carried a weapon in their clothing. Buttons on the right allowed a man to do two things at the same time. He could easily unbutton his shirt with his left hand to draw his weapon with his right. In any case, women these days are probably better with their left hand because of all that practice.
So the article begins by saying, you've probably noticed that shirt buttons are on different sides for men and women. Okay, the first word to look at today is pretty important for this article. It's button. B-U-T-T-O-N. Button. And that's this. I've got one here. Okay, a little disc on clothes that's used to hold them together. Sometimes just for decoration. Okay, you probably can't see them because they're quite small, but yet there are a few buttons on my polo shirt.
OK, button 这个字呢就是纽扣的意思啦。那呢如果你穿衬衫哦你有这个纽扣哦那你要扣纽扣的话呢 button 这个字也可以当作动词就是呢给这个东西扣上纽扣例如呢 button my shirt, 把我衬衫扣上扣子。button 呢这个字就是指你衬衫上面这些扣子。OK, so buttons are on different sides, but as our article says, have you ever wondered why that is?
Yeah, why are buttons on different sides for men and women? Because for men's it's on the right, women's on the left.Left, okay? As always, we have our answer choices. A, because most women are left-handed.
Okay, or is it because women didn't always dress themselves in the past?
Yeah, that's answer B. How about answer C? Because different people make men's and women's clothing.
I think probably C.
Uh-huh.
It sounds reasonable. Different people make different clothes
in different ways. Well, I do know this one, because it's also in a different magazine of ours, and the article says, you're right on the button if you said B. It's because women didn't always dress themselves in the past.
Okay.
Somebody else helped them put their clothes on. Before we find out more about that, we're going to look at our shortcut for you for today, which is right on the button.
Shortcut for you.
I think I found what I want to buy.
Show it to me.
Ta-da! What do you think?
Oh, it looks nice.
Yeah. I think it will be good for a dinner party.
You're right on the button there. Yes.
What? Did a button fall off?
To be right on the button means to be correct.
Got it. Right on the button means 非常正确对极了。
Exactly. You're right on the button. This is the perfect jacket for a formal party.
Wow, then what about this hat? No good?
You're right on the button about that.
So, right on the button means exactly right.So next, the article says, in Europe during the 14th to 19th centuries, women, particularly wealthy women, used to enjoy wearing elaborate items. Interesting. Okay, we have a few words to look at in this sentence. The first is particularly. Spell that. It's P-A-R-T-I-C-U-L-A-R-L-Y.Particularly. It's an adverb, and we use it to point out one particular thing and to emphasize a point, focus on it. For example, we're saying many women like nice clothes, but wealthy woman most of all, or particularly wealthy woman more than others.
OK, 先看一下这个单字的形容词、哦、particular 呢就是指特别的特定的例如呢 he does his work in a particular way 他呢用特定的方法来工作比方说先做结案再做提案这样很特别的方法那呢后面呢加上这个 ly、哦、particularly 就是呢特别的这个副词、哦、尤其怎么样课文呢这边说大部分的女人呢都很喜欢打扮尤其、哦、特别是呢这些 wealthy 这些很有钱的女人 OK what do we mean by wealthy?
Well, I think you kind of gave it away、yeah. there in the Chinese explanation, but in English, if you are wealthy, W-E-A-L-T-H-Y, wealthy, you have a lot of money and you can afford lots of nice things. It's pretty much the same as saying rich, wealthy,Rich, about the same.
OK, 刚刚不小心讲出来了 Wealthy 这个字呢就是形容很有钱的那你可以更简单你用 rich 这个单字就可以那呢我们 wealthy 这个字呢如果我们把 y 拿掉呢 wealth 呢就变成名词表示财富的意思例如呢 His own wealth grew due to the high performance of his company 因为他的公司表现得很好所以他的财富一直增长越来越有钱了那呢很有钱呢表示就可以买得起很贵的东西哦那你可以用这个动词 afford afford 就是可以买得起的意思 OK, if you can afford For nice things, this means elaborate thing, items, right?
Yeah, elaborate items. If something is elaborate, okay, I'll spell it, E-L-A-B-O-R-A-T-E, elaborate. Something that's elaborate is detailed and complicated and has lots of carefully arranged parts or extra bits. The opposite words would be plain or simple.For example, a plain cake would just have white frosting on top, but an elaborate cake would have lots of decorations and colors and flavors and fruits and all that sort of stuff.
OK, elaborate 这个字呢就是形容这个东西非常的精细非常的繁复、哦、看到刚刚 Pat 说呢 detailed 就是很多细节 complicated 非常复杂的你就可以想象呢这些有钱人穿的是那种上面很多刺绣啊很多珠珠很繁复的那种设计那呢相对于 elaborate plain 平淡的 simple 简单的这些呢都是它的反义字哦
Okay, so let's get back to the article after those words. What we know is wealthy women, particularly wealthy women, liked to wear elaborate items. So wearing them, we're talking about clothing, we're talking about fancy dresses and shawls and all this other stuff. Now the article also says They were even dressed by servants, okay? That means they had people who worked for them for, you know, either for food and a house or a little bit of money. And the women wouldn't put their own clothes on, okay? So they would have their servants say, here, I'm here, put my clothes on me, okay? And because the clothes were so elaborate, sometimes they needed a lot of crazy stuff at the back and stuff like that. You kind of needed help, kind of like a wedding dress these days. Wedding dresses, that's a good example of elaborate clothes, lots of details, lots of extra bits. And a woman will probably need help get it
There's
on.
There's no way you can put it on yourself.
Yeah, and get it on and get it looking right, exactly. So that's why women had servants to help them dress.
Okay, 刚刚课文呢就讲说这个他们有 servant, 就是呢有仆人来帮他们穿衣服，因为这些衣服非常的繁复，就像是 wedding dress, 像你现在这个在结婚礼服穿的。Next, it says it was easier for the servant to have the shirt buttons on the right,of the woman's left.
Yeah, so for servants, they say, okay, the buttons are on the right-hand side, but they're on the left if you're in the clothes, okay? And you can try this yourself. Take a shirt, hang it up, and use the buttons on it, okay? And this is easier if you're just doing it in front of you for women's clothes than it is for men's clothes. Trust me, I've tried it. And the article explains why, okay? It says that's because...Most people are right-handed, okay? It's actually about 9 in 10 people.
Okay,
around 90% of people are right-handed.
Okay, so women had help dressing, but what about men? Article says men always dress themselves, so the button have always been on the right.
Again, right-handed people find it easier to do it like that. If you're doing it on someone else, you want the buttons on the other side, okay?Left-handed people, poor people. Actually, you can get special clothes for left-handed people, so that's okay. But there might be another reason for this kind of design, and our article will explain that next. It says another possible reason has to do with weapons. That's kind of cool. To have to do with something, or to have something to do with something, means it relates to that thing, or it's involved in that thing, or the two are connected.
Okay, have something to do with another thing. 中文呢就是哦，这个什么有关，这个 A 跟 B 之间呢有什么关系哦，这样子的意思。课文呢就是说呢，扣子在左边右边的这件事情和武器有关系。Have something to do with weapons. Okay, 就是这样的意思。Here's how weapons are involved. The article says, in the past, men often carried a weapon in their clothing.
Yeah, maybe a gun or a sword. And clothing, C-L-O-T-H-I-N-G, clothing, is another way to say clothes, all types of clothes, or just clothes in general. For example, the mother buys clothing for her young children.
Okay, clothing 呢这个字呢和你比较熟悉的另外一个单词 clothes 一样呢都是指衣服的意思哦。但是呢它们又有一点点的不一样。Clothes 这个名词呢就是指衣服衣物，它可以呢特别指一件两件或是说特定的衣服。那 clothing 呢只是总称泛指所有的服装啊衣服啊，所以呢如果你在讲说啊我买了一件衣服，我买了一件特定的，比方说我买了一件 T 恤好了，那你可以说 clothes。那如果呢是像刚刚 Pat 举例说妈妈呢给小孩买衣服，可能呢他是买上衣啊买裤子买五件买十件，这时候呢你就可以简单的说 clothing 就是泛指所有的衣物，这样就可以了。OK, 回到我们的课文。So what does this have to do with weapons?
Okay, our article says buttons on the right allowed a man to do two things at the same time.
Okay, what are these two things? Our article says he could easily unbutton the shirt with his left hand to draw his weapon with his right.
Yeah, because the weapon would probably be down here, sword or gun, so unbutton with one hand and pull it out all together.To unbutton means to undo the buttons so they're not in the holes. And to draw a weapon means to pull the sword, the knife, the gun, or whatever it is from the thing you're carrying it in. So,
okay. Now we know the reasons, but
well,
do we know...
reasons.
Two reasons, okay. But do we know which of these two reasons is true?
Not really.
Literally?
Okay, our article finishes by saying, in any case, women these days are probably better with their left hand because of all that practice. Okay, they're used to doing those buttons up and down. Okay, so they're better at using the left hand than we men are. Okay, we say this. We started that sentence with the phrase "in any case." Okay, it means no matter what the answer is.
OK, 刚刚 Pat 解释呢 ,in any case 就是 no matter what the answer is, 中文呢就可以翻译为无论如何总而言之不管怎么样哦 ,OK, we also saw the word practice.
That's right, in our article practice, P-R-A-C-T-I-C-E, practice is a noun, and it means doing something a lot so you become good at it, like basketball practice or writing practice. Your coach might say, you need more practice.And of course, practice can also be a verb.
OK, practice 呢就是练习的意思哦，它可以当动词也可以当名词哦。那课文说女生可能比较会用左手，因为常常自己扣扣子，或者是呢像刚刚 Pat 说呢练习打篮球。注意呢练习 practice 后面呢要加上这个 ving 动名词，因为它后面必须要接上名词，指练习什么的这个事情。那例如呢你说 practice。Playing basketball, 注意要用 playing 呢。那还有俗话说呢，俗话说什么呢？ Practice makes perfect. 只要呢你好好练习呢，就会越做越好哦。英文也是一样，多练就多好了。Now it's time for today's For You Chat question.
For You Chat.
Okay, today's question is talking about clothes, and it is, do you prefer buttons, zippers, or neither? Explain your answer. Well, of course, you're wearing a t-shirt.
Yeah, I'm wearing a t-shirt.
Okay, so you have neither. There are neither buttons or zippers.
Yeah.
I'm in a polo shirt, so there are only a few buttons at the neck, so I can have it open or closed. So what do you think? Buttons, zippers, or just
button,
nothing?
Zipper. I think it depends.Yeah, I think neither is the easiest.
It certainly is,
yes.
The problem is, I guess it doesn't look
quite
smart. buttons look more classy. If you're wearing a shirt with the buttons on, you look more classy, okay? But if we're talking pants...I would say a zipper is more convenient to open or close in a hurry. You don't want to be messing about with buttons if you need to go to the toilet. It's probably also easier to open a zipper with one hand.
Yes, so
you can unbutton with one hand as well, but when you're doing them up, it takes two. So maybe zipper is just more convenient if you want something quick, maybe like on a jacket. Have you ever tried to use only your left hand?
On shirt buttons. No, I never tried.
You should. You can kind of experience what it's like to be left-handed. And that's useful. Okay, for example, suppose when we have kids, we need to help our kids put on a shirt.
Yes.
So you need to be using your left hand because the buttons might be on the other side. Okay, so this is useful skills to learn. Definitely give it a try.Okay, that is the end of the first fun fact, but we've got another one tomorrow. Join us for that. We'll see you then. Bye for now.
Fun facts. You've probably noticed that shirt buttons are on different sides for men and women. Have you ever wondered why that is? A. Because most women are left-handed. B.Because women didn't always dress themselves in the past. C. Because different people make men's and women's clothes. You're right on the button if you said B. In Europe, during the 14th to the 19th centuries, women, particularly wealthy women, used to enjoy wearing elaborate items. They were even dressed by servants.It was easier for the servants to have the shirt buttons on their right or the woman's left. That's because most people are right-handed. Men always dressed themselves, so the buttons have always been on the right. Another possible reason has to do with weapons. In the past, men often carried a weapon in their clothing. Buttons on the right,allowed a man to do two things at the same time. He could easily unbutton his shirt with his left hand to draw his weapon with his right. In any case, women these days are probably better with their left hand because of all that practice.
Vocabulary Review.
Button. The shirt takes a while to put on because it has many buttons. Particularly. It rains a lot in Taiwan, particularly during the spring. Wealthy. Greg owns several companies, and as a result, is a very wealthy man. Clothing. The store sells all types of clothing, including shirts, pants, and jackets. Practice. It is a good practice to always check your answers before handing in the test.